Welcome to another Patishku, a bite-sized chat about current topics. Today, I have a chat with Anna from Portugal Realty. We discuss the Silver Coast's Bay Area, in particular, São Martinho do Porto and Salir do Porto. Anna Carmo, how are you?
Hello, I'm good, and you?
I'm very good, thank you. So, welcome to another Patishku. This is the second Patishku that you've done with us.
Yes.
It's about time we did a second one, don't you think?
I do, especially about this topic. I need more time to say all of the things I have to say about this.
Okay. So, yeah. So, we're talking about São Martinho do Porto and Salir do Porto, which is this beautiful... These two beautiful villages built around a magnificent shell-shaped bay. And Anna, you grew up here. So tell us a little bit about that experience of growing up as a child in this area.
So I grew up in Salir do Porto, which is the village on the south side of the bay. But I studied in Caldas, so I have the two perspectives, the perspective of the village and the perspective of the city. But I always connected more with Salir do Porto as a village, because in there I always felt free. I used to go to the beach every day, at least during the summer vacations. I used to play in the street with my friends. I didn't have a phone back then. I think I only had a telephone when I was like a cell phone when I was 16, maybe, because we didn't need to. So all of the kids from the village used to get together either at the beach or at the center of Salir. And we would just spend a lot of time together. We would go to the beach and then jump from the ruins of the pier to the river when the river was...
Okay, so that's on the other side. So if you actually, yeah. If you can look here in this picture where the two girls are playing on the other side here of the bay, is where
yeah,
the pier
more,
is where it
yeah,
used to
more
be, right?
Less. Yes, you have some ruins there, and we used to explore all of that. When the tide is high and the river is full, it's nice to go there. But we used to swim from one end to another. We used to do this really cool thing. We had this board, like a bodyboard, and then we would climb the dune and we would just slide on the bodyboard to the river. So it was fun times.
You're talking about doing all of these things, and for people listening, we're busy watching a video of this area that we've got on our YouTube channel, which is just stunning. But Anna, how old were you when you were doing all of this exploring around the bay, swimming and dune boarding and doing all of these things?
I was really, really young. I think I started having more independence, or at least hanging out with my friends more without my parents having to worry about me, around 11, 12 years old. I remember that at 12 years old, I was fully independent. You know, I still had hours to go back home. At dinner time, I needed to be at home. But other than that, my parents, they work in Caldas, they work in the city, so they couldn't be watching me all the time. But they knew that I was safe with all my friends. And there's always people in the village. If something happens, you know, bad news, they spread quickly. So because of that, we had the freedom of being kids and playing around.
It looks like an amazing place to grow up.
It is. It's very different from growing up in the city. I used to spend the weekdays on the city and then the weekends and vacations at the village, and it's completely different. At the city, I would just stay home, watch TV, and in Salit, I did everything I wanted. I used to be very active. I used to ride the bicycle, go to the beach, explore all the nature on the back of the dune. We used to go to São Martinho on foot. It's not a long walk. So from time to time, we used to go there just to meet other friends from São Martinho. So yeah,
we're looking at this video rolling along here. I mean, for you, how do you feel when you see so much publicity and so many images and videos of your village, of where you grew up? How does it make you feel?
I feel very proud of it. I mean, I do love the place where I grew up in, and I love talking about Salir, and I love to show Salir to my friends. Even today, me and my brother, we do this a lot. Every time we meet someone new or friends from other cities, we always invite them to go to our place, and we show them around because we find the place where we live in so beautiful, and it has a freedom that you don't see in many places. Because you have many possibilities. If the days are really bright and warm, you can go to several beaches. You don't have only the beach of Salit and the beach of São Martinho. You can explore many more in less than half an hour. If the days are not as good, you can go to Óbidos, you can go to Alcobaça, which are more historical places. And if you don't feel like driving around, just go and explore all of the natural part of Salit. It's a really pleasant walk. So we have a lot to do, we have a lot to see, and it's also so beautiful. And you know, I love talking about it and seeing it being shown like this.
Well, let's talk about some of the things in this video. I know that you were upset because Salir do Porto isn't as well represented in this video. And there's some, we'll have to remedy that. But you know both of these towns really, really well. Let's talk about some of the things that perhaps isn't shown in this video. First, about São Martinho do Porto, things that people should see and know.
So in São Martinho do Porto, one place that it's really interesting. It's like a secret. When you are on the pier, you have this tunnel that leads to the other part of the cliff. And you go along that tunnel that it's very dark, so that's why it has this kind of mystery around it. But it's something very simple. And when you are on the other side, you see the Atlantic Ocean. So on one side you have the bay that it's very tranquil, and then you just go on this tunnel and you see the Atlantic Ocean. So that's a feature very interesting about São Martinho. What else? In São Martinho you have this beautiful beach called Praia da Gralha. I was there this Saturday and it was amazing. It's not the best one to go for a swim because the sea is quite rough. But it's especially during these times where we are social distancing, it's an amazing beach to be in. It's really long, and it's the wind doesn't hit that much in there. So I just love that beach.
Okay, so that's good. So, but let's go to your village now, Salit do Porto.
Okay.
some things that people should know about.
So the sightseeing, for sure, that we call Castelo, we call it castle. There's only one wall in there, but it used to be a castle, and it has an amazing view to Salir and to San Martinho. You see you have a real perspective of the bay, and you can see the shells, the perfect shell shape. And then you see the windmills on the other side of Salir. So you have the countryside and the sea.
That's the lookout point, right? The lookout point. The Salir side. Okay.
Yes, exactly. Then you have the pier on the beach. So if you go to Salir Beach, and if you walk to one edge of the beach, then you can explore a bit more the old pier. You only see ruins there, and we have this little fountain that has sweet water, you know, it's drinkable water, and people say that it has medicinal properties, so that's a lot of people go there, and it's And it's another interesting feature about the beach of Salir. You also have the Capelinha de Santana, which is a chapel that is now being rebuilt on top of the cliff. And the waves used to hit on that chapel. So wow. Before being rebuilt, you could notice on the wall the way the waves used to hit in there, and then on the back of the dunes you have the whole coastline between Salir and Foz, where you have these small beaches of rocks that they face the Atlantic Ocean, and we call quebradas. And those are little secrets that only we know how to get there. But we really love to go there, and it's an amazing afternoon that you can spend in those places.
Okay, the last petishku that we did with you, you spoke about one of the things that you missed the most during lockdown. Was the festas, the village parties. Yeah. And we laughed because Salit do Porto, for such a small little village, has a lot of festas all year. Tell us what a festa is, what it does entail, beginning to end. Give us a typical experience of a festa in Salit do Porto.
Okay, so you have the main festa, which is in honor of Nossa Senhora da Conceição. In the small villages around Portugal, every village has a festa to honor a saint. So the saint that we honor is Senhora da Conceição. And it has a religious side and then a more festive side. So it happens on the first week of August. And basically, you invite these bands that are from the region, most of them, and then you have music all night long. You have several like shacks where you have some drinks, and you have some other things to sell. It's like a fairy. No, it's like a fair mixed with a party, with a popular party. You won't listen to pop music. You will listen to pimba, which is one of the best things to listen to during these times. It's pimba. It's like a popular music that it's
music.
Fun. It's fun and it's nice to dance and to enjoy without worrying, without judging. So this is the more festive side of it. Then you have the religious side that happens on the first Sunday, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure if it's the first Sunday or the last one. And on the first Sunday or the last one, we gather and we make the procession. I don't know how to say that in English.
Yeah, like a procession,
and kind of
like a parade.
Yes, and basically mm-hmm. we carry all of the saints on our back. So it's usually a group of four that carry the saints that are that have all these flowers around. The priest goes in front, he's leading the way, and then we just parade all along.
Okay, these are statues of the saint. These aren't the actual yeah, saints.
There. Yes.
The wooden statues.
I usually carry Saint Teresinha, which is the saint of the single ladies, although I'm not exactly single, but I still love that saint. she's been nice to me. So then along the year, because we are a community, we do have other parties happening. We have the party of the sardines. What else we have? I don't know. Sometimes we just made up parties because we need that movement on the village, and it's nice. People
you've
are
got sardine festival. You've got the sardine festival. You also have a black pork festival in Salid.
Yes.
You have the soup festival. It's just basically let's find a food and make a party around it. You know
exactly. So, you know you
next
you,
year it can be an egg.
Want, we can
do
make
an egg
the
festival.
Or the octopus festival. It has to be related, or it needs to be related with the sea, or with the more agricultural side of the place. But yeah.
Or food.
Food. It's all around food.
Exactly. Okay. So we're going to put a link in the show notes for people to watch the video and to find out more about this beautiful part of Portugal. But Anna, what would you say the best thing? Come and visit.
Exactly. Come and visit. We'll be here to welcome you the best way we can, probably with a glass of wine and some chorizo. something that I really love about my village is that we have our doors are open. To anyone who's curious and who wants to be part of this community.
Wonderful. Anna, thank you so much.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk a bit more about my lovely village.
And I'm going to let you call it.
That's a wrap.
Be sure to follow the link available for the video we discussed in this episode. Please subscribe, share with your friends, give us a thumbs up, and please leave a comment or a review. We'd love to hear from you. This Petisco is sponsored by Portugal Realty. Welcome to the Simple Life.